If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I'm going to go to a toxicologist, Dr. Gerard Verduin, who we've spoken to before. And I just really don't think there is... that's just me. I'm not sure that we have gotten to the bottom of all of this. I see lots of press conferences. I see lots of meetings and all sorts of announcements. I'm not sure if we're at the bottom of this. Dr. Verduin, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
We were given some facts today, and we keep getting bits and pieces. One of the things that we know now is that the poisonous substance is not manufactured in South Africa. What exactly should we be looking for here? Are we looking in the right place?
I don't think so. We're scraping the top of the pyramid here, and I've been pleading towards the government, to the media. And I must thank the media for being a very staunch partner for us as civil society and for Crop of the African, this whole thing. But we need to go down to the bottom of the problem. The bottom of the problem lies in what we firmly believe is the illegal import of these substances from our neighboring countries, going into stores and warehouses where they are decanted from what we believe are larger containers, the smaller packets for street sales.
Mm.
And in the process, many of the foodstuffs are most probably contaminated with something which is very, very toxic, which is this turbifast substance. And I do believe there's still some aldecarb around. So I've made my pleas now to the media and to the authorities out there to send in the crime investigation or crime intelligence unit of the police to go and dig until they find the source of where these poisons are in our society. Because I'm sitting on my bed and I'm ice cold hearing the voice of that father who lost a 5-year-old. I cannot believe what I heard. And this morning I spoke to a medical doctor and a colleague of mine, Nekrofenet, where she treated 3 male patients, of which 2 have passed away already, and 1 is still in a critical condition in the Livingston Hospital in Port Elizabeth. Same symptoms, probably the same chemical. And I feel tonight as if I'm at a total loss, not only for words, but for action, because for me to see my fellow South Africans losing their children, losing their family members because of an unlawful poison that should not be in our society, not in our country, is absolutely devastated. And I'm absolutely at a loss for words on what we need to do, because we cannot continue like this. It feels to me like as if we are at the end of the sort of tunnel of chemical warfare against our people. And I need to the government to go in deep and find out where are these chemicals held, who's got it in their position, because the information I've got from many of our citizens that called me and the media people is that it is brought into the country from other countries, it is packed in warehouses into smaller packets, it's in between the foodstuff that people buy. And what happens, our people are dying. When I stood in the shop tonight and I walked past the candies and all the biscuits, I thought to myself, let me buy this pack of biscuits for my kids. And all of a sudden, I felt a shock. I thought, what happens if that stuff is poisoned? I never thought about the fact that I, as an older citizen, will feel the same fear as my first citizens that are of a different cultural background, would also fear now that what is the food that we buy. So it's terrible. And I appeal again as the Cropless African representative tonight to the government, go and dig deep until we find where the problem is. That's where the problem lies. It doesn't help to go and know all the spaza shops and, you know, find out from the street vendors where do they get the stuff.
Yep.
They are only the endpoint of the problem. The problem lies at the core, where are these places? Because the spaza owners tell me, and the street vendors tell me, there are foreign nationals packing the stuff from large containers into small packages and send it out for us to sell in the streets. And then, obviously, there's food contamination. So if you can't even trust the food anymore, what can you trust in the world? So I am horrified. I'm desperate. I want everybody to take hands, and I do applaud the government's efforts, but we need them to dig much deeper than we're digging currently.
Jabulani has a comment for you, Dr. Verduin, who's on the line from Zola. Hello, Jabulani. Please switch off your radio.
Yeah, I've just switched it on, off now.
Thank you, Buti.
Yeah, you know, my sister, this is so painful. I don't want to put race on it, but this thing is, what is happening to a black child, it's so painful. Because if it was happening to white-dominated children, the government was going to wake up. Now our own president is saying to this foreign national, go and kill them legally now. In terms of registering these people who are killing, he's not coming up with a solution. He's saying, no, go and register and kill them legally. It's not like what this gentleman that you are interviewing is saying. We are going on top of the problem. We are not going deep. Because the deep of this problem, there are a lot of politicians who are benefiting in this power shop. That's why they are not closed. So as long as the black child is dying, no, everything is fine. And you won't see any AfriForum or any DA saying anything or fighting or protesting, because we don't need any protest now. We need to just shut down all of these plaza shops and where they are in their distributors, because the more you investigate further, you find where are they taking this whatever things that they are selling, because they are not taking them from your macro or your other wholesalers. They are their own. And we are not going there. We are just going to spaza shop, and Abo Lebogang would say, no, things in the spaza shop, they are sleeping there. We know. And secondly, then lastly, our own communities are not doing anything as well, because of they will fight for one day. After that, until it happens again.
All right, Jabulani. Dr. Ferdinand, one of the concerns, and it's coming through a lot, is that you've just mentioned, you know, obviously we're not digging deep enough. Would people know what to look for? So the police, who I suppose are supposed to be the law enforcers, we were told would be working together with the Department of Agriculture. But does the Department of Agriculture have enough capacity to be out there with the police to know what to look for?
Yeah, I really believe that the Department of Agriculture's inspectors, we call them the Directorate of Agriculture Inputs Control Inspectors, there are about 20 of them, and those people work around the clock to come to the bottom of this. They know exactly what to look for. I've been out with many of them on street raids. I've been out with them to go and inspect vendors and stuff like this. So they know very well what to look for.
No. I didn't mean that the Department of Agriculture doesn't know. I'm asking whether the police themselves, whether do we have that ratio?
No.
Does it work out?
No, it's impossible, because the few inspectors from the Agriculture Department cannot accompany the police on all these raids.
That's it.
And many of the police officers do not know what to look
exactly.
for. They walk past a street vendor, they haven't been able to, or they don't know what to look for.
Yes.
And if I just look at the media currently out there, and they look at what CropLife put out there, they should know that anything in an unmarked sachet, which is a black granule, is potentially or most likely the Sturby Foss or Aldecarb, and that is what need the police and the metro to look out for. Now, I'm going to train people from the Mandela Bay metro very soon, and hopefully also Joburg metro and the Sarah Bartman metro, to look out for these things and take it away from people, because we need to take at least the top level off. But in the meantime, we need to have the top issue on the police, which is the crime or the crime intelligence, to go and dig deeper to find the source of it. So we need two levels of policing. At the street level, where the metro police and the normal South African police service officials should walk around to the street vendors and the spa shops, take the stuff away, confiscate them, let's get it to one point, get it destroyed, but then also dig much deeper and find out where are these bulk quantities of these things sitting. Because that is a sore. It's like a virus sitting somewhere. You're trying to solve the virus by giving the patient a normal aspirin tablet. It ain't going to work. So we can keep on taking stuff away from the streets. If we don't get to the bottom of it, where they have these chemicals in large quantities, busy decanting it, and in very often in the premises where they work with food also, we're not going to solve the problem.
Wow. Dr. Ferdinand, I really appreciate you giving us your time. Thank you very, very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.